If you enjoy listening to adventure stories, then you should visit thedihedral.com. You will find stories from other members of the community and read about climbing, life, and the outdoors. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Let's connect and climb on!
Climb on! Roll! Okay, this is Carrot, welcoming you to another episode of the Dihedral Podcast. We feel so fortunate to have two of rock climbing's newest legends joining us today. You may know them from one of the most popular climbing videos to hit cyberspace in 2021. If you have ever doubted helmet safety, our friends Timmy and Gavin are here today to change your mind. Gavin and Timmy, welcome to the show.
Hey.
So I want to take a little time to break down the video in a little while. But before we do any of that, I want to just kind of get to know you guys a little bit, specifically talking about your climbing background. So what got you guys into climbing?
I would say I started climbing at a pretty young age, and I got into kind of the more competition side at a younger age. I joined the High Point Climbing Club when I more in like elementary school, but once I got into like middle school and high school, it got too much for me. So I had to leave that. And I just started doing things on my own. And then around a year ago, Gavin's dad has a large background in climbing. So he introduced me to trad climbing and sold me like my first set of cams. And that video was our actual first time trad climbing.
So. Oh my God, there's so much to unpack there. That's amazing. So Gavin, your dad's a lifelong climber. So did you grow up in the sport?
Yeah. I grew up in Montana and started climbing at about five. He was big into ice climbing mostly, but all kinds of climbing. So that was kind of just part of it as I was growing up. And then when we moved here, at about like the start of high school, I started climbing mostly with Timmy, and yeah, and then that was our first time trad climbing.
Man, that's spectacular, Timmy. That's really interesting. You do hear that a lot from people who get into not everybody, but team sports. Sometimes the competition sort of saps the fun out of what climbing's all about. Is that kind of what happened to you?
Yeah. So it was just a lot because we did training and like I enjoyed climbing, but it ended up starting to be more of training than we were actually climbing. So I just started to not enjoy it.
Yeah. You know, climbing is one of those things that you don't ever want to lose the enjoyment with it. And sometimes overworking it, or people who get jobs in the industry, you just see the life that they're working for get sucked out of it. You know what I mean, Gavin?
Yeah, definitely. I'm a big indoor climber currently, but there's definitely like a life that comes from, you know, like waking up early and just going out climbing and having fun in nature and stuff like that. And sometimes, you know, if you get bogged down inside, it kind of loses all the magic.
Well put. That's well put. So I'm wondering, how did you guys come to meet? So Gavin, you moved to Tennessee around high school time. And now is that right, around high school time?
Yeah, more closer to like the start of middle school probably. But yeah, me and Timmy actually go to the same school. So we were kind of distant for a while, and then we actually linked up because of climbing, and I heard that he climbs, and I was like, hey, I climb too.
That's amazing. What was your first time out together? Like what was the background of that? Was it gym, or did you guys go outside? Did your parents hook it up?
We went sport climbing at a place called Goliath Wall, and it was really, really chossy and terrible, but it was really fun because it was just us climbing together and having fun.
And that was the beginning of what's now a pretty long lasting friendship, huh? So I wanted to ask you guys, and Timmy, we were talking about this a little bit before we turned the mics on, but what would you guys describe as your favorite type of climbing?
I prefer doing lots of crack climbing and trad climbing. And these days I try to focus more on finding like golden routes and just finding routes that are just more fun to climb, and rather focusing less on pushing grades and stuff on trad, because it's very, very scary to fall on trad. I mean, I've only done it once in a year of trad climbing.
Okay. And I might be wrong about this, but I think, is that on video? I think I saw a video. Yeah. So let me just add about these two guys. They're obviously very humble. They have awesome content on Instagram and YouTube. These guys go hard. And so Timmy said earlier that, you know, training kind of takes some of the fun out of it, but that's not to say they don't train. I saw you guys working some inverted off with stuff, and your home wall is just absolutely phenomenal. And so I wonder what you guys do to motivate yourself. Are you motivated to train for particular routes or just to stay in shape? How's that going?
Well, for me, I'd say I don't really look at it as training. I more just do it for fun. Like, I don't really have a motive to train. I just do it because I enjoy climbing on the off-foot trainer and on the home wall.
That's you're a madman, Timmy. what about you, Gavin?
With me, bouldering is kind of more of my scene, especially indoor bouldering. Interesting. So I'm much more diligent about, you know, doing like the conventional training, and it's just kind of for the sake of doing something physically active, especially like with a team.
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting. You see, I don't know if you guys follow the Wide Boys at all, but bouldering and crack climbing are coming together in ways that are bananas, like dinoing into just like, I foresee that in your guys' future. I don't know if you're already there, but man, what those guys are blast climbing under bridges and things like that. They're really impressive. You know, kind of moving on, I want to just sort of start inching closer to, I don't know, would you guys call it a fateful day that Timmy was? Is this fateful, true, dramatic? I don't want to jump right into the climb. I kind of want to build up the momentum a little bit, and maybe you guys could set up the day for us. So maybe you guys had a plan. I'm not sure if you were camping. Did you wake up, eat breakfast? So maybe if you guys can compliment each other, just walking us through the day until the moment that Gavin ties in to get on this route. Timmy, what did you have for breakfast that morning?
Man, that was a year ago. I can't even remember.
You got to remember. We need it. Make it up if you don't remember.
I don't know. I probably had like a Hot Pocket or something.
Yeah, there we go. That's it. Gavin shaking
his head. And a Gatorade probably.
That's the way to start the day. So did you guys drive out together? Were you camping or how did you make it to the wall, to the crag?
Yeah, there's no camping allowed where we were, but we just had my dad drive us because this is at a time where I wasn't able to drive. Now I kind of chauffeur us together, but my dad just dropped us off there and we were like, all right, let's just go find some climb, because we were just looking for something easy that we could start out with.
Wait, was that the first climb of the day?
Yeah.
That's great. So your dad drops you guys off. You're making the approach. What's the approach like from the drop off point to the wall?
Okay, so this is a funny one, because that was like a year ago. I wasn't really in hiking shape. I didn't do a lot of hiking. So, and it was fairly warm that day, I think, from what I remember. But we came in from the top of Sunset, and it's a very, very strenuous hike in both in and out. So the approach is pretty gnarly.
Okay. All right. So you make the approach. And so you wrap down into the climbing spot, or do you eventually make your way up to it?
There's just a trail that leads down to it.
So you guys are walking down the trail. I'm predicting conversations. Timmy, you're just like, man, I wish I was in better shape for hiking, plus carrying, I don't know how long your rope is, 60 meter rope, plus all of our draws. And this is a trad route, right? So you've got all the pro with you guys. That's not an easy thing to do. You got your waters, your cliff bars, helmets, I guess, are dangling from the bags. Was there a conversation before you get on the wall, Gavin, where you're just like, you know what? Who needs helmets? How did that unfold?
Well, yeah. So I actually didn't own a helmet of my own at the time. We were just kind of, it was a spur of the moment thing. So the night before, I was just like, Timmy, let's just go.
What? That's awesome. Those are the
best. I want to climb this. And I was like, well, nothing will fall on me probably, right? Like, I'll be okay.
Sure. And of course,
that's not how it was.
Right. Plus, you know, as coming from an indoor bouldering, like it's very rare that you're going to have rocks falling downwards. So that makes a lot of sense. Timmy, you brought your helmet though. What was your motivation?
Well, I don't know. My dad was always big on safety, and I'm the only one in my family that climbs. But yeah, my dad just really was really big on safety and wearing a helmet. So I guess that was a big motivator for me. Like even when we went to the Goliath wall, I wore my helmet, even though we were like sport climbing, but yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And I don't think it's being overly dramatic to say like that saved you from at least a trip to the hospital, potentially death. Like that was a pretty big rock that fell. So we're at the crag. We unload our gear. We're just sort of chilling. Who climbed first? Gavin, were you going first or did Timmy already put the route up?
Yeah, I was climbing first because like maybe a week earlier I had been to that same place, not on that route, but just kind of testing out the new gear I had got. So I was like, you know what? I have some experience. I'll go first. And it's like a 30-foot route for the first pitch. We kind of improvised on the route a little and made our own route, but it was super short. So we were like, whatever.
Yeah, for sure. So you're tied in. Do you know the name of the route for people who just want to like climb the Gavin and Timmy route?
I'll look it up. It's on Mountain Project. It's like a 5-6 or something.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So the first pitch is actually in Mountain Project, but we did it in two pitches. The second pitch is not in Mountain Project.
I love how you just went ahead and did the second pitch. You're just like, yeah, whatever, the rock fell on me. Let's go, guys. So Gavin, you're tied in. Your shoes are on. Timmy, you're belaying a little bit. I thought we could walk through like almost second by second between you knowing the rock fell, where the rock even came from, because from the video, it looks like you're up and to the right of where the rock even came down on. And I don't know, Timmy, things just worked out. You weren't looking directly at the rock. It could have smashed your face. So Gavin, you're tied in. You start the climb. You guys break it down for us.
Well, I was climbing kind of taking my time because I'm a first time gear placer. So, you know, I'm trying to make sure everything's right and your intuition is never right. And I get up and I place a number two and it's just not good. And the rock was kind of wet and like not the best quality, but I was like, whatever. So I put the cam in and then I pull it back out and the rock just flies off. And I was like, what the heck? And it was like in slow motion. I just looked down and I'm like, oh, it'll go past him, but it did not.
Unreal. So Timmy, you're on the receiving end of this rock. Did you have any idea that it was coming at you or no?
No, I think you can hear Gavin faintly in the video say rock, but I don't think I heard it. So, and I'm glad I didn't hear it because if he had said rock, my instincts probably would have been to look up at it. So I don't know. It fell and it hit me in the head and I was like, what just happened? I was so confused.
It seemed like you weren't confused. It seemed like from my point of view, that was the most polite, thoughtful response after just coming up with a brush with death. You were just like, you know, from an outsider's point of view, it's kind of like, oh, excuse me, sir. This is why it's a good reason to wear a helmet. And now everybody who's anybody who follows climbing memes or climbing on Instagram, they know who you guys are and they learned about safety. All of us have friends who don't wear helmets. I'm guilty of not wearing a helmet, but there's not going to be a time, at least in the near future, where I don't think about that video. In all honesty, I think that was the best thing that could have happened. But one thing that's wild to me is what motivated you to set the camera up and also at that angle? I mean, you just captured it perfectly.
I don't know. It was really a lot of luck based, but that was since it was my first trad climb like ever. And like, this was our first trad lead, first experience with me ever even like placing a cam. I was just like, this is so cool. I mean, I might as well just set up my camera so I can like show it to my friends. Like, look at me. I'm trad climbing with my friend. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. And it looks like you've gotten a lot of positive feedback from your friends and family and the climbing community. I just want to just say this because I know this video is floating around in a lot of different places and I'd prefer it was floating around on your own site. So correct me if I'm wrong, but the YouTube site that you put it up on is Make Amazing Things. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And Timmy, is that your YouTube channel or is that a shared YouTube channel? Like what is it?
It's my YouTube channel. Yeah.
All right. So you got to break down a little bit more. So the rock hits you in the head. You know the camera was set up. Gavin, did you come down and watch it or did you guys just grab the gear and finish it and watch the video later?
I think I got to the top of the climb and kind of set up a little anchor and then came down. And, you know, we were just like ready to watch the footage. We've had multiple moments like that where we're just like, oh my gosh, I need to see what this looks like on camera.
I love how you're just nonchalant. We've had multiple moments like this. It's fine. So when you first watched the video, we're just like, this is going up. The world's going to see this video. Or did you have any idea how big it was going to become?
Well, I didn't really process how it had hit him and how fast it was going, because my perspective was kind of shifted. So when I watched it on the video, I was like, wow, that hit him like directly in the head. Because I just kind of, I don't know what I thought happened, but you know, you don't expect that to happen when you're doing your first trad climb.
Absolutely not. And like you said, like there's so much going on climbing mentally with trad, placing gear, right? You guys are out there by yourselves. Timmy, what did you think when you saw the video? I mean, you felt it, but did it make it more impactful when you saw it?
Yeah, because when it happened, I didn't really know how big the rock was or anything. I just knew something hit my head. And when I watched the video, I was like, oh my gosh, that was a big rock.
It was a loaf of bread. That thing was huge. So you guys get home. Did you show the video to your parents right away? Were you just like, hey, mom and dad, look, what was their reaction?
I don't know. They thought it was pretty crazy. And obviously they were both very happy that I was wearing my helmet.
Oh yeah, for sure. What about you, Gavin? What did your parents say?
Yeah, I showed it to them. And luckily I think that was convincing enough for them to be like, hey, maybe we can have multiple helmets in this household so that he can have one too.
That's awesome. So now you have a helmet. It's come full circle. That makes me really happy. So the video exploded. I mean, it's been a year since you recorded it. When would you say it recorded? March?
Yeah, so that was like right at the beginning of last year, like around February.
I'd say. And so you guys wait a little while. When did you guys know that this thing was just on fire, out of control everywhere? How did you even find out?
Well, I posted it originally on TikTok, and it was like my first video ever, because I don't really ever post anything on TikTok. I just use it to watch stuff. And about like a few hours in, it was like it got like a couple thousand views, and I was like, okay, this isn't anything big. And then I was at school like midday around like 12, and it just started getting like 10,000 views a second. I was like,
oh my god, what?
It just started going crazy, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Unreal. So how many views is it up to now? It's got to be millions.
So on TikTok it's up to 250,000 views, and then on the video that the licensing company posted, it has 3 million views. So yeah, I got a lot of publicity from that.
Now, are you guys getting recognized in the streets? Gavin, it's probably a little harder for you since you were the kind of up on top of the rock a little bit. But Timmy, are people calling you out? Or are people like throwing quotes at you guys all the time?
So recently, last weekend, I went to Sand Rock and I was out, and these guys came up to me and they're like, are you Timmy? And I was like, yeah, how do you guys know me? And they were like, you know how we know you. And I was like, no way. I'm actually getting recognized in public. I was astounded. I couldn't believe it.
That's amazing. What about you, Gavin?
Yeah, maybe not in public necessarily, but definitely in school. I've just had dozens on dozens of people be like, and that's why we wear helmets, Gavin.
I could like, imagine be like, all right, can we just stop? You guys need to go out again, get a new catchphrase to change it up a little bit. So since then, it's been a while. The video's been up for a while. And I'm sure you guys have had a little bit of time to reflect. I was wondering if you could let us know what you think is maybe your favorite thing to come out of this video.
I think my favorite thing to come out of this video is probably... It's a very good example of like helmet safety and why, like, there's just these days helmets are not that expensive and they're not as bulky as they used to be back in the day. So there's really just no good excuse to not wear a helmet, like, especially if you're not doing like super hard sport climbing. Like, I understand why that would be a good situation not to, but if you're doing like any type of trad climbing, there's just really no good excuse to not wear a helmet.
Yeah, that's good. How about you, Gavin? What do you think is your favorite thing to come out of this?
Yeah, I think for me, it's been pretty interesting seeing like the amount of publicity it got and the focus on safety that it brought, but also like the realization that I was always under the impression that, you just yell rock when something's falling so that people can move out of the way. But when you think about it, like Timmy was saying earlier, if I had said it so loud that he looked up, it could have just hit him in the face and that could have been the end of things. So that's just something I never really thought about that maybe I don't think anyone else really had either.
No, I definitely haven't. That's a really good point. What would you guys think is the most frustrating thing that you guys had to deal with, or has it been just all good? You got one? Let's hear it.
Yeah, it's been frustrating because it was so long after we filmed it that it got posted. And there's really no context that this was our first time and that I'm a regular helmet wearer now. So that was annoying having to explain to my friends that, like, I'm not like this
That
all the
makes me
time.
so sad, Gavin. Yeah, that sucks. Are people slowing down on that now, or are they just like, all right, let's understand? Yeah,
Oh, yeah.
good.
Yeah, definitely.
How about for you, Timmy?
I'm not sure. I don't really have a lot of big frustrations with it, other than it doesn't really have it doesn't carry a lot of context.
Yeah, for sure. It's awesome. It's just a cool video. It's uplifting. It's nobody got hurt. It's just really great. I was wondering, has Petzl gotten a hold of either of you guys? Come on, Petzl. If you're out there listening, these guys need a lifetime supply of helmets.
Yeah, Pestler Black Diamond, come sponsor us.
Yeah. Why limit it to Petzl, Black Diamond? If there's a helmet, Edelrid, if you want to throw some helmets in there, we're happy to take them. So, obviously we're incredibly grateful for you guys coming and talking to us a little bit about safety, a little bit about the event. But we don't want to let you go quite yet. I set up a few rapid fire questions for you guys. So I'm going to throw a question out there. You guys each just answer them. So they're not hard questions. They're pretty easy, but I think it'll be interesting. It'll let other climbers in the community just find out a little bit more about, I don't know, this great duo of Timmy and Gavin. So number one, what is your favorite Craig snack?
Cliff bars. It tastes really good after a hard send.
I think you're right. I mean, yes, but what kind of Cliff bar is what the I think your fans are dying to know.
Probably crunchy peanut butter.
Not
Because I'm a
bad.
peanut butter guy.
I love it. Have you tried the peanut butter banana one?
No,
Oh,
I
come
didn't even know
on.
that was a thing.
Oh, it's so good. You're gonna love it. Also, if Cliff Bar reps are listening, send Gavin some Cliff Bars. You know what I mean? Like, we need helmets and Cliff Bars out of this. Timmy, Craig snack, what do you think?
Well, me and Gavin like to bring SpaghettiOs for lunch at the Crag, like a little camp stove, and that is, I'm telling you, it's the best thing ever.
Listen, we went on a road trip not too long ago, and we brought just a tortilla shells and SpaghettiOs. We just called them dirt bag tacos. We have SpaghettiOs inside the tortilla shell. It's a game changer. You guys definitely have, I'd say, superior taste. That's great. Cliff Bars and SpaghettiOs. It doesn't get better. All right. So, second one, what is your favorite climbing gym?
Well, probably High Point Climbing and Fitness. That's the one that's near us.
To the home gym for sure.
Yeah, there was a new one that was built called Synergy, but it's a little too try hard for us. We're not quite there yet.
That's awesome. What about you, Timmy? Favorite climbing gym?
It's gotta be High Point.
High Point. So if you're in the Chattanooga area, hit up High Point, right? All right. So what is your dream climbing destination? If you're just like, yes, we could go here, get on this wall or in this boulder field, where would it be? All expenses paid. All the SpaghettiOs you can imagine.
Maybe Frankenmuir. I think it's very pretty there.
I think you got to consider beauty. I agree completely. Timmy, what do you think?
I don't know. For me, like I said, I'm a big like crack guy off with, so probably either Utah and like Indian Creek,
Yeah.
or maybe even like Yosemite.
Yes. Yeah, yes to both of those things. Okay, next one. Who would you say is your favorite pro climber?
Maybe Alex Magos is just a very strong climber all around.
Such a beast,
He's just
right?
very good.
It's it it's fun watching him climb. It's fun watching. For some reason, it's fun watching that guy train. I'm just like, what are you doing? You're such an animal. And of course, he enjoys carrots. So that kind of fits with me pretty well. I like that a lot. Timmy, who's your favorite pro?
Probably either Mason Earl or Pamela Shantipak.
Yes, those are great choices. And I've seen on like Instagram and things like that, there's professional climbers that are reaching out to you guys, you know, talking about this video. I can't wait for the day that I'm talking to somebody else who gets hit in the head with a rock and they're like, you know what, that Timmy and Gavin, those are my guys right there. So maybe we'll get there one day. All right, so this is a big one. Maybe you can get some gear out of this. What would you say is your favorite climbing shoes?
Probably women's La Sportiva Solutions. That's probably what I got.
That's perfect. We just did a gear review of the Solution on the website. It's just such a good shoe. Good call.
Yeah.
Timmy, what do you think?
Well, I had a pair of Evolve Skyhawks that lasted me like 4 years. They asked me and they were like the best shoes, but now I'm rocking the TC Pros.
Oh yeah, that's such a classic, the TC. Those are beautiful. All right, so one last one. Hopefully the answer I'm expecting coincides, otherwise we might have to cancel the whole show. All right, who is your best friend?
Timmy.
Right back at it. Gavin's my best friend.
You guys are seriously the best. Actually, one more last one in case I'm ever driving through Chattanooga. What's the best place to get pizza?
Maybe Marco's. Marco's is pretty good.
Timmy, what do you think?
They're downtown New York Pizza.
All right. So if I'm ever driving through Chattanooga, I'm just going to do both. You got to do Marco's. You got to go downtown New York Pizza. So that's perfect. You guys are seriously amazing. Just fantastic human beings. I can't thank you enough for joining us today. Before we go, I just want to give you an opportunity if you want to highlight or spotlight any other things that you guys are doing. If you want to promote anything that you're doing, now's the time to do it. So if there's something you want to kind of shout out, feel free to go nuts.
I don't think so for me. My climbing life is pretty chill as is.
I like that. Super humble. Beautiful, Gavin. What do you think, Timmy?
I would say get your COVID vaccine.
Oh, you guys are the sweetest.
Make sure you're helping out your local crag, like going to trail days and stuff.
Yeah, you guys, you're seriously the best. I can't thank you enough for coming and joining us today. I love your hearts. I love where you're at. So all the best to you guys. Thanks a million.